今日选读经文是撒母耳记上第21章至第1至6节，和马太福音的第12章1至8节。我们一起去读中文的，我们一起去读撒母耳记上，然后英文一起去读马太福音。
Today's scripture reading is from 1 Samuel chapter 21 verses 1 to 6 and Gospel of Matthew chapter 12 verses 1 to 8. We will read this passage together. However, first we will read 1 Samuel in Chinese, and then we will read Matthew in English.
我中文一起读，是《撒母耳记上》的第21章第1至6节。大卫到了拿巴祭阿斯希密勒那里，阿希米勒战战兢兢地出来迎接他，问他说：你为什么独自来，没有人跟随呢？大卫回答祭司阿希米勒说：王吩咐我一件事，说我差遣你委托你这件事，不要使人知道，故此我已派定少年人在某处等候我。现在你手下有什么？求你给我五个饼或是别样的食物。祭司对大卫说：我手下没有寻常的饼，只有圣饼，若少年人没有亲近妇人才可以给。大卫对祭司说：实在若有三日我们没有亲近妇人，我出来的时候虽是寻常行路，少年人的器皿还是洁净的，何况今日不更是洁净么？祭司就拿圣饼给他，因为在那里没有别样的饼，只有更换新饼，从耶和华面前撇下来一层切饼。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God and ate the bread of presence, which it was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priest? Or have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
我今日都係好高興有你牧師，我係正道，題目係你吃得對嗎？
We are very happy to have Pastor Andrew Lee once again bring us today's message, and the title is "Are You Eating Right?"
早上。
Good morning, everyone.
高兴喺今日同大家一齐崇拜。
I'm very pleased to be able to worship together with you today.
Oh, thank you. 让我哋一齐祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱天父，我哋多谢你俾我哋嚟到你嘅面前，进入你嘅圣所。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us here before you in your sanctuary.
求你的灵带领我们认识你话语，明白你的意思。
Let us understand your word and your meaning.
靠着你，愿我们能够成就你的差遣。
That we depend on you, that we will accomplish your mission for us.
做主你在地上的见证。
To be witnesses for you on earth.
祷告奉靠主耶稣名。
Pray all these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
各位好。 我個仔係放暑假咁去翻到嚟屋企，佢第一件事梗係即係喺雪櫃度抄下有咩食噶啦嚇。
So my son came back for the summer holidays, and the first thing he would do would be to raid the refrigerator.
咁佢喺個雪櫃裏邊揾到一包即係食物，佢話：咦，上邊有個日子嘅喎，寫住2021年，食唔食得㗎？
So he found a packet and he told me, oh, looks like the expiration date was 2021. Can we eat that?
你會唔會食呢?
Would you eat it?
我哋擺返入雪櫃。
So we put it back in the refrigerator.
今日我哋講嘅呢就係同食物有好大嘅關係。
Today, what we are about to talk about is... related to food.
今日呢我哋打開任何新聞都見到好多種嘅食療方法、飲食習慣嘅指引嚇。
So when we open up our devices, often we see different ways to eat, different ways to prepare food.
咁你跟某一啲嘅飲食習慣咧，可能對你有益，但係某啲未必有效嚇。
Some eating habits might be beneficial, some may not be too much.
原來耶穌基督有好對食物有好大嘅教導，咁我哋今日嚟睇一睇。
Actually, Jesus teaches us a great lesson on food, and let us take a look at it today.
今日其實我哋讀咗兩段經文，但係第一段喺舊約，第二段係耶穌基督喺新約裏邊去解釋舊約嗰段經文俾我哋知道。
So today we read two passages, one from the Old Testament, the other from the New Testament. The latter is to be used to explain. Jesus used that to explain what the Old Testament has said.
所以这个饮食习惯很重要。
Therefore, eating habit is quite important.
所以我跟你分享一下我在我这个几十岁人的生命里面听到的最奇妙的饮食习惯。
So I just wanted to share with you one eating habit that I had heard that I found to be quite amazing.
我有一個幾十年前嘅同事，佢話佢公司派佢出差，要去澳洲30日。
So one of my colleagues told me that he was sent on a business trip to Australia, and he would be there for a whole month.
咁佢唔知食乜好喎，咁所以佢就去每日都去麥當勞食 Big Mac meal， 早餐、晏晝、夜晚三餐食咗一個月。
So he didn't really know what to eat, and he went to McDonald's and 3 meals a day for 30 days he ate the Big Mac.
好，我話點解咁奇妙？因為佢可以活著同我講呢個故事啊。
I found it so amazing that he was still alive to be able to share this with me.
咁所以今日我講到有三點。
So today there are 3 points that I want to cover.
第一點叫做不必要嘅障礙。
First, unnecessary barriers.
第二點不值得食嘅食物。
Second, unworthy food.
第三點係來求永生。
Third.Seek eternal life.
我哋人有一个经常有三种嘅倾向。
There are 3 tendencies that we have.
第一种咧，我哋中意听嗰啲权威人士啊。
First is that we love to listen to people with authority.
所以喺教会里边，喺宗教界里边，我哋中意听嗰啲权威人士嘅说话，我哋啲领袖嘅说话。
So, In church, we love to hear people with authority, especially the leaders.
因為我哋相信佢哋講嘅一定聰明啲，一定醒啲噶。
Because we figured what they say must be filled with wisdom.
第二樣嘅傾向咧，就係我哋好崇拜嗰啲出名嘅人、偉大嘅人嚇。
The second tendency is that we love to worship people who are famous.
所以在今天的经文里面，大卫，哇，他是王来的，他很出名的，所以我们可能倾向相信他的话。
So today's scripture touches upon David, King David. Oh, he's a great man, so I need to pay extra attention.
第三點，呢個亦都係我哋今生傾向嘅傾向，就係我哋中意聽呢個世界裏邊好多人講嘅説話。
And the third point is that we love to listen to a lot of things about the world.
No, that this world offers.
What this world offers.
咁所以其實我哋發現喺今日經文裏邊，耶穌講話呢三樣都唔啱。
But from the scripture that we read today, we are told by Jesus that all three points are not correct.
咁我哋嚟到第一點嚇，第一點。我哋喺經文裏邊見到宗教嘅權威，嗰啲宗教領袖咧，將不必要嘅障礙擺喺人嘅身上。
So from the scripture, we see that the religious leaders put unnecessary barriers.
佢哋俾人有一種嘅感覺，就係有啲嘢係準，有啲嘢係唔準。作為信仰的人就是做些準的事，不做些不準的事。
So they give the impression that there are certain things that you are allowed and certain things that you are not allowed to do.
所以很多人對的宗教的印象就是很多很多的規條，很多的要守的規則。
So for many people, they have that impression that there are many, many rules.
今日嗰啲營養師咧都有好多種嘅唔同嘅規條嘅，唔同嘅營養師有唔同嘅教導啊。
Today, many nutritionists have different principles, different ways of teaching.
有一個營養師可能叫你淨係食素嚇，做vegetarian嚇。
So one nutritionist might say you should just simply be a vegetarian.
有另外一個營養師可能話你淨食肉好啦。
While other may ask you to just eat meat.
但原來喺宗教裏邊，喺教會裏邊都有一啲咁樣嘅權威或者領袖咧，經常係俾一啲咁類似嘅規條俾我哋，讓我哋以為咁樣就係作為基督徒。
Similarly, at church, we also have sometimes leaders who would also give you lots of rules and regulations.
咁所以我哋睇第一段经文嘅时候咧，如果大家仲记得啊，第一段嘅经文里边有一个嘅祭司啊，佢个名叫做阿希米勒。
So if we remember the Old Testament passage, there it's a priest named Ahimelech.
嗱，佢咧。可能就係驚大衛，佢見到有個咁有個戰士入到嚟佢個殿裏邊咧，佢就好驚。咁佢大衛問佢攞餅食嚇，咁佢就話唔好意思，咁佢就作咗一條規條出嚟。
Perhaps the priest was a little fearful of David, the great warrior. So when he came, when David entered the temple, and asked for food, the priest.Made up a rule.
其實咧，呢個祭司知道喺殿裏邊嘅餅係聖餅啊。
So the priest actually knew the bread in the temple is consecrated bread.
所以喺耶穌基督嘅馬太福音裏邊，耶穌基督都提到話，祭司知道呢啲餅淨係祭司或係供奉俾神嘅，淨係。神圣的或者祭司才可以吃的。
So in the New Testament, we hear Jesus saying that this bread was for the priest. It was consecrated for the priest.
但是呢，这个祭司见到阿希米勒见到大卫呢，就惊着这样讲呢，就可能有杀身之祸。所以他呢就说要没有亲近的女人的人才准吃这些饼的。
So Ahimelech was fearful of David, and he didn't tell him what that should have been. Instead, he asked him if his men had been clean and had not been near women.
今日咧，好可惜喺教會裏邊，我哋經常都有一種嘅誤會，有啲規條好似當日呢個阿希米勒作呢個規條出嚟咁樣。
Regrettably, also nowadays in church, sometimes we also hear rules that had been presented not biblically.
曾經有一個弟兄佢講到話：，哦，如果你你覺得你個你唔係好潔淨，你犯過罪咧，你就唔好嚟食聖餐啦。
So a brother had mentioned that if you feel that you are not clean and that you shouldn't come and participate in the communion.
但係其實我哋個個人人都係罪人。如果我哋唔乾淨唔嚟食聖餐嘅時候，我冇一個人可以嚟到神面前領受聖餐。
But actually, all of us are sinners, and therefore, if youare unclean, that means no one can come to communion.
咁所以我哋見到喺呢個舊約裏邊，呢個亞希米勒嘅所謂嘅宗教規條，唔係一定比聖經聰明。
So what Ahimelech had mentioned as a rule is not wiser than what is in God's word.
嗱，嚟到馬太福音嗰段經文咧，我哋見到當日耶穌基督嘅門徒喺田裏邊。因為他們肚餓，就想吃田裏面的種子。
So when we come to Matthew, we see the disciples of Jesus, because they were hungry and they were picking the grain heads from the field.
但是當日有另外一些宗教領袖，他們叫法利賽人，他們就見到的時候就說，看啊，你的門徒在安息日做不可作的事啊。
And when the religious leaders, the Pharisees,saw what the disciples were doing, they were exclaiming that they were doing something unlawful.
嗱，呢啲法利賽人咧，佢哋最專心想做嘅就係喺安息日做警察，擋住唔俾人哋做呢樣，唔俾人做嗰樣。
So the Pharisees seem to enjoy being the Sabbath police, so that he would prevent people from doing certain things.
但他們忘記了，如果你在安息日見到人不安息肚餓，你不可以請他吃飯嗎？
But they forget that when you see people hungry on a Sabbath, why can't you just invite them and give them food?
昨天、今日都有很多的，很可惜，有很多的好像是權威的人士，給我們很多不必要的障礙，讓我們来不到神的面前，神的里面。
So in the old times as well as the current times, there are some religious leaders who try to put up unnecessary barriers for us to approach the Lord.
耶稣基督在马太福音第七十二章第七节那里去讲到。
And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 17.
No, chapter 12, verse 7.
Chapter 12, verse 7.
耶稣基督讲话，这个是神的意思。我喜爱怜恤，不喜爱祭祀。你们若明白这个意思，就不将无罪的当作有罪的了。
So Jesus says, and if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice.You would not have condemned the guiltless.
嗱，呢一節嘅第二句説話，可能中文同英文都翻譯得唔係好貼切啊。
Perhaps the second phrase in this verse, both the Chinese and the English translations may not be as close to the original meaning as possible.
因為中文和英文都講到有些無罪的人，其實沒有這樣事的，沒有一些叫做無罪的人。
So both in Chinese and in English had the word guiltless, but there is no one who is guiltless.
耶穌基督在這裡講的意思是說，神喜愛施憐憫， OK? 不喜愛一些規條式 的教條。
So the...What Jesus actually meant here is that God desires to impart mercy and not sacrifice.
而佢特別提到嘅，如果你知道神嘅意思嘅時候，你就唔會 condemn， 你就唔會去指責其他人。
So if you truly know the meaning, God's meaning, then you will not condemn them.
因為耶穌基督嚟到世上嘅使命，就唔係去召嗰啲自以為義嘅人，以為自己係完美嘅人，而佢係嚟到係找尋罪人。
Because Jesus didn't come to seek the righteous or the self-righteous. Rather, he seeks the sinners.
So, 当天神见到大卫肚饿，佢怜悯佢，唔系因为佢无罪，系神怜悯佢。后来喺耶稣嘅日子，神亦都愿意怜悯耶稣嘅门徒或者周围嘅人。
So in 1 Samuel, God had compassion and mercy toward David, just like in Matthew, God had mercy toward the disciples.
耶稣基督将神的恩典带来世上，因为我们没有钱，也都没有能力，也都没有完美的生命去换来这些神赐的恩典。
So,God's salvation and grace cannot be bought by money or our capabilities.
我想嚟到第二点。第二点，我哋有一啲叫做不值得食嘅食物。
And so now we come to the second point, which is the unworthy food.
尤其是当我哋嚟到神嘅殿嘅时候，我哋都仲喺度追求紧不值得食嘅食物。
Even when we come to the Lord's temple, we sometimes are still seeking unworthy food.
好多年前有一個新移民來到教會，剛剛那天，只是我一個在這裡。
Many years ago, a new immigrant came to church, and I was the only one there.
他說他想請教會寫封信證明他是這個教會的會員。
So he said that he needed a letter from the church,to prove that he is the church's member.
咁我當然好高興，我話你坐低，我慢慢解釋俾你聽嚇。
So I was very happy, and I said, "Please sit down. I'll explain to you what being a member means."
咁我一路講嘅時候，佢開始見到好唔耐煩，佢話我唔係要呢啲啊，我想要封信啊。
And as I started explaining to him, and he started getting very impatient, and he said, "No, I don't want any of these."I just want the letter.
因為佢話佢聽日要見移民官啊，所以佢律師叫佢嚟揾教會寫封信俾佢。
Because he needed to see the immigration judge, and he was told to come to church and get this letter.
佢嚟到掛住神嘅名字嘅教會，佢只係要張紙咋，佢就係想要張紙上面寫住佢係會員。
He came to God's temple, but all he wanted was this piece of paper.
让我们看看大卫。
So let's take a look at David.
大卫很出名，伟人，我们个个都说称他做大卫王。
David is very famous. He was a great man, and and people call him King David.
他當日來到神的殿找祭司，你猜他求什麼東西呢？
So that day, when he came to the temple to look for the priest, you know what he was looking for?
他還要，如果我們小心回去看看這段經文，他最少說了三個大話，我不列出來了，你回去自己看看。
And if you remember the scripture, perhaps you can spend some time later to look at it, he lied at least three times.
他花咁多精力嚟到神嘅殿，喺度祭司讲埋大话，为咗要乜嘢啊
？So he spent all that energy. He went to the temple. He spoke to the priest. What did he really want?
最后，原来我哋经文见到佢得到嘅系隔夜嘅饼。
So we see from the scripture, he got some stale bread.
我喺雪柜度揾到2021年嘅，我都唔食啦。
So when I found the food packet that expired 2021, I wouldn't eat it.
但是大卫这个这么伟大的人居然做一些这么愚蠢的事。
But this supposedly great man actually had done something quite foolish.
来到圣殿要人家不要的病。
He came to the temple only seeking bread that is not desirable.
也都是不是给他这种不是祭司的人吃的病。
And those bread are not supposed to be for the non-Levites.
在第二段经文里面，耶稣基督讲到神喜爱怜悯，不喜爱祭祀。
And when we read earlier, Jesus had said that God desires mercy, not sacrifice.
因为在耶稣基督来到世上当日，他来到殿的时候，见到人去圣殿，好像做买卖的这样。
Because when Jesus came and he had gone to a temple and he saw transactions, commercial transactions taking place.
啲人嚟到就用钱去买只鱼，买只白鸽，或者买只羊，或者买一牛，去供奉祭祀俾神，以为咁样就可以换嚟心中嘅平安。
So people came and they paid for either a dove or a lamb or an ox, thinking that that they can then be pleasing God.
这些人来到以为祭祀是一种交易，我给这样我就得到这样。
So when they came to sacrifice, they thought this was just a transaction. I give you something and you're going to give me something back.
耶稣基督在马太福音那里讲到，你知不知道殿里面有一个更大过这个殿的人？
And in Matthew, Jesus mentioned and asked mentioned that someone greater than the temple is here.
我希望在座各位，你知道我哋嚟到呢个教会，我哋唔系嚟崇拜呢个教会或者呢一座建筑物，我哋知道有一个更大嘅人。
So when we come to this church, we're not here to worship this building or this church, but to worship something much greater.
我哋嚟到是归回到神的面前，愿意在神里面得着真正的安息。
We come so that we can be in His presence.
今天我们常常都说，我这么辛苦都是为了一餐。
And sometimes we hear people talk about, oh, I labor so much because, you know, just so that I can have a meal.
很可惜，有时我们吃了一餐还要去厕所。
But too bad, after a meal, you're going to have biological functions to dispel that meal.
食物不一定，地上面的食物不一定比我们有安息。
So earthly food not necessarily would give us any kind of peace.
但是耶稣基督说，你知不知道有一个更大的在你们当中，人子就是安息日的主。
But Jesus tells them, do you know that someone greater is here?
神差他儿子来到世上，不是要去审判让人灭亡。
So he is the Lord of the Sabbath, and when God sends him on earth, he's not to condemn them, but to show them mercy and grace.
所以耶稣基督他是安息的日的主，他来到不是要去给多些规条给我们，不想吃这样，不想吃那样，或者哎你洗个手啊之类，不是给更多更多的规条，而是他要赐给我们真正的安息。
Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. He comes not to give us more rules, more to do and not to do, but he comes to give us real peace, real life.
今天有很多人来到教会，我不是说这个教会里面的任何人，不过有很多时候有一些人来到教会，他们的目的好像当日的大卫一样，他们来想找寻一些不值得吃的食物。
So I'm not talking about this church, but sometimes people come to a church, and a lot of times they are seeking unworthy food.
中國人有句好經常聽到的說話，為什麼你要去教會啊？有米派啊？
So there's this Chinese slang that says that, why do you come to church? Are they giving out rice free?
當我還是二十多歲的時候，現在不是很久了，有人說，喂，我去教會了，那裡有很多年輕女子。
And when I was in my 20s, before I was married, some people have told me, oh, why don't we go to church? Because there are some very nice girls there.
今天我等了這麼久，就是想講給大家聽，耶穌基督對食物有一些很重要的教導，他要跟我們講。
But today I want to emphasize that Jesus wants to tell us things that are very important about food.
耶穌基督在約翰福音第6章26-27節，我想讀出來給大家聽。
And Jesus said in John 6:26-27,
耶穌基督說：我實實在在地告訴你們，你們找我並不是因為見到神跡，乃是因為吃了餅得飽。不要為那必壞的食物勞力，要為那存到永生的食物勞力，就是人子要賜給你們的。
Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal.
這個約翰福音第六章，在前面我們看到一個很出名的神跡，叫做耶穌餵飽5000人。And
in John 6, we have seen one of the greatest miracles when Jesus fed the 5,000.
可能就是因為人經常想到這個神跡，但是不想到耶穌基督神跡之後說的說話，所以我們可能對
So perhaps we are very familiar with this miracle in terms of Jesus feeding the 5,000, but we may not totally remember or understand what was said in verses 26 and 27, what Jesus said.
因為其實如果我們了解多些關於耶穌基督講的說話的時候，我們會見到在行這個餵飽五千人的神跡之前，耶穌基督在馬可福音講到，他見到這些人好像牧羊人的羊一樣，去憐憫他們。And
if you remember, prior to the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus has said, as recorded in Mark 6, that he had compassion toward these sheep without shepherd.
而他見到他們，憐憫他們的時候，他是不是第一件事就去餵飽他們？不是，他開口教導他們。So
when he had compassion toward these people, what was the first thing he did? To feed them? No, he taught them many things.
教導完之後，他另轉問 過來問他的門徒說，我們是不是可以用，你有沒有餅餵飽這些人啊？ 他是想去試試他的門徒，知不知道這些人需要的是什麼？
And when he had finished teaching them, he actually turned to one of his disciples to see where can we buy bread for these people to eat. But he actually was testing his disciple to see if they really knew what these people need.
喂飽了這5,000人之後，第二天這5,000人或者這些大部分的人還是追著周圍去找耶穌基督，因為他們想怎樣？耶穌基督說你想吃多餐啊？
So after the feeding of the 5,000, many of them next day would continue to follow him because they were looking for another meal.
耶穌基督說你來 揾錯咗唔值得嘅食物，因為有啲食物食咗係必壞嘅食物。
And Jesus tells us that we come looking for unworthy food, and these food are perishable.
而耶穌基督嚟到世上嘅主要嘅目的係要賜俾我哋永生。
But Jesus's purpose to come on earth is to give us eternal life.
我哋今天包括我哋華人好多嘅華人，我哋經常嚟到只係見到眼見得到、手摸得到嗰種嘅食物，五餅二魚就係食物。
Often, when we come, we just see what we can what is visible, the five bread.The two loaves of five fish. But what Jesus gives us is eternal food.
If we continue to read John 6:6,
if we continue to look into the Gospel of John, Jesus tells us that I am.The bread of life.
来到神的殿里边，来到神的同在里边。如果我哋唔系追求紧耶稣基督嘅，我哋得到嘅都系必坏嘅。
And if we come and not to pursue Jesus but other things, when we get it, those things are perishable.
如果你嚟到话你想追求呢个不坏嘅食物，呢个永恒嘅食物嘅时候，你应该嚟嘅就系找耶稣基督。
And if you're looking for something that is not perishable and eternal, you need to be seeking Jesus.
耶稣基督说，到我来的，到我这里来的，必定不饿，信我的必定不渴。
Whoever, Jesus says, whoever comes to me shall never hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst.
但係佢跟住講話，可惜你哋不信。
But he continues, but you have not yet believed.
我哋係咪耶穌基督心目中嗰啲不信嘅人
？Are we what Jesus has said? Those who have not yet believed?
我哋係咪仲係好似一啲嘅宗教權威跟緊一啲嘅規條去做基督徒？
Are we just following the religious authorities, their rules and regulations, instead of following Jesus? Are we still pursuing unworthy food?
Or are we still listening to some of the leaders teaching us some of the eating habits, some of the food habits?
Or we've been listening to what we call great people and teaching us how to eat. But what we truly need is to have Jesus. So I'd like to conclude today's sermon with a pretty brief example.
Yeah.有一位女士，佢同我講，佢個仔都大過我個仔噶啦，而家。
So this lady came to me. Her son is actually older than my son.
咁佢話佢喺剛剛佢個兒子出生嘅時候咧，佢就有一個嘅病徵，就係嗰啲產後抑鬱症啊。
So she shared with me when her son was first born, she was hit.With postpartum blues.
嗱，佢剛剛搬到嚟紐約，佢個丈夫咧就經常要開工，所以經常喺屋企只係得佢一個同佢嘅 B B 一齊。
So at that time, the whole family had just come to New York. Her husband was often very busy with work, so very often she would be the only one with her child.
咁因為佢呢個嘅病咧，佢覺得好孤單，好孤單，好寂寞，好寂寞。
So because of her postpartum blues, she often felt extremely lonely.
佢一定要走出屋 屋嗰度。
She wanted to get out of the house.
但系我哋感谢神嘅安排，佢一走出屋见到嘅就系一个教会。
But we are so thankful for what God had provided, because when she got out of her house, the first thing she saw was a church.
佢入到教会嘅时候，佢真系想揾个人倾下偈，讲下俾佢听。我好辛苦啊，我好寂寞，我好孤单啊。
So her original intent when she came to church was to find someone so that she could talk to this person and telling this person how lonely she was.
佢希望佢见到嘅呢个人可以解决佢嘅问题，解决佢嘅病征。
She was hoping this person that she meets would be able to heal her condition.
我可以讲俾大家听，我见证俾大家听，佢得到嘅唔系一个人，唔系一啲嘅地上嘅教导，佢认识耶稣基督。
But I'm happy to say that what she gained was not just an ordinary person's advice, but she gained Jesus.
佢得着嘅唔单止系永生，而系永生都让佢有安息嘅主。
And she gained eternal life, eternal rest in the Lord.
愿我哋每一位都有咁样嘅得着，喺基督里边得着能够永存嘅食物。
May every one of us gain this eternal food.
让我哋一齐祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱主，我哋求你宽恕我哋，因为我哋活得像地上嘅人。
Lord.We ask for your forgiveness because we don't live according to how you taught us.
我哋经常受多方嘅影响，我哋睇电视、睇新闻，我哋受好多好多呢啲嘅地上边嘅媒介嘅影响。
We are often influenced by earthly media.
有时我哋甚至愚蠢到好似大卫一样。
And sometimes we are just as foolish as David.
我哋嚟到。神的殿在神的同在里面，我们追求的反而不是神。
When we come to your temple, when we come to your presence, what we seek is not your, with your Emmanuel.
求你的灵藉着你的话语矫正我们的错误。
May your spirit through your word, point out our faults.
让我们能够在你面前悔改归回。
So that before you, we may repent and come back to you.
得着安息。
To gain peace.
祷告奉靠主耶稣名。
We pray all these in your son's name. Amen.